A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Once, when Jesus was praying in solitude and his disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist." Others, Elijah. And still others, one of the ancient prophets have arisen. But then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" "The Christ of God." He rebuked them and directed them not to tell this to anyone. And he said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." The Gospel of the Lord. When we look in the mirror, I'm sure that sometimes we ask ourselves, "Who am I? What have I become?" Maybe we see we're heavier, or we have changes in hair color, or something that just doesn't look right, and we wonder, what does this person or that say about me? Jesus was human. Like us, he wondered what others said about him. What did they believe? In these days of the papal visit to the Americas, we may wonder what we believe. Are we Catholic, Mormons, Muslims, Jews, Episcopalians, Lutherans, Methodists, Presbyterians, other denominations or religions? Who are we, and what do we believe? More importantly, can others see our beliefs in action? Clearly, Pope Francis is transparent in living the gospel. Are we? Francis challenges us. He reminds us that Jesus was inclusive of others. He lived with arms extended to the poor, the outcast, and those in need. While some open their borders, others are closed to those migrating from war, famine, and violence. How do we respond? The Pope told the bishops that the Church has done more for those in need than any other organization in the United States. How do we contribute to an atmosphere of inclusion and helping our neighbors by our talk about those who are of different religions or ethnicity or different opinions? Most of us have food on the table, more than enough clothing and shelter. What can we do to help in a world of mass migration and poverty? What do our actions say about who Jesus is in our lives today?